Stephen Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about building your real estate team.
Oh, boy. And you know what? I love this topic because hiring
really
just is so fun.
Who wrote this stuff?
Sarcastic, right? Let's be honest. Every person out there who listens, who has any capacity, and you're ever related in hiring, whether it's for yourself or your company or whatever, you know what I'm talking about. It's hard.
I just had lunch.
It's so hard.
With an old neighbor of Jill and I's from Paradise Valley. He has a company that staffs IT people. This is what he's been doing for years and years and years, very successfully, apparently. Right. This is what his new business model is. Because people call him that own companies.
Yep.
They call him and they say, yep, my staff just walked out. My IT staff walked out.
Help.
I need to hire some stuff, like, you know, and lickety split, because we've got deadlines and the whole thing. And these guy and the guys before, the people I'm about to hire, they jacked this thing all up with passwords and we can't get in there. Right. So his new model is, that's fantastic. If he believes in the business model.
Right.
He believes in what they're developing. He says, that's great. I'm going to charge you my cost, right. But I want 20% of your company now. That's how bad it is.
That's crazy.
That's how nuts
it's
this
like,
is.
It's like
that's how hard it is
holding them
to hire
hostage.
Good people.
I'll give you one good tech guy, but it's going to cost you.
And so I said, you know, I said this. Yeah, so can we take two steps back here? And what's the problem?
Right.
And he said, it's just pure supply and demand. No matter how bad of a developer you are right now, there's a job waiting for you tomorrow if you walk out of the one you have.
Awesome.
And it's like
that's
that.
Hilarious.
It's like that for not just IT.
Wow. Well, what other jobs do you think?
I got a feeling this whole show is going to be a big rant.
Well, what do you? I want to hear after this what other occupations you think is the same that you could be fired for stealing tomorrow.
Healthcare.
And get a great job on Tuesday.
I think if you're a nurse, you can work anywhere you want tomorrow.
Okay.
Or if worse comes to worse, you work for like a staffing agency, which is what these IT guys do.
That's true.
And they not nurses, but never mind.
Gosh.
All right.
Okay.
Before we get into this rant, I'm sure it's going to be, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the Land Investors online community. It's free.
Okay. Jason asks, my land business has progressed well enough that I'm about 60 days from quitting my day job.
Jason, I hope it's the Jason that lives close to us.
This is the first time that I'm reading this. This is awesome.
You know what? It's not going to be a rant now.
That's why.
I'm happy.
That's why I'm just like doing that in slow motion. I apologize, but I'm like, that's just hitting me. Like, how cool is that? Okay. Has anyone had to deal with the question of self-employed health insurance? Who do you buy from? Do you just go with catastrophic and then pay everything out of pocket? Any guidance or advice would be appreciated. Thanks.
Here's
interesting.
Go ahead.
I find this so interesting, and I want to point out how cool this is. Even though our online community, landinvestors.com, we really do cover everything. You know, I mean,
I was just thinking
honestly,
the same thing. We're going to talk about health insurance today?
I didn't know that these questions were in there, but I am not surprised by this. And I just, you know, this is a valid point. So many of our members, if you're doing it right, you know, you're letting your wife quit her job,
yeah.
Or you're getting ready, like Jason, to quit their job because you've reached that point in your business where you're doing so well.
Yeah.
And like we always, you know, advertise and promote basically is don't quit your day job yet. Wait until it makes stupid sense to do it.
Yeah.
So Jason's obviously there. He's now like, it's now like my day job is costing me money. I have to leave.
He's been with us.
That's
if it's
so
the Jason
awesome.
I'm thinking of at yeah. least a year, maybe a year and a half.
It's so
maybe 2 years.
Cool. So his day job is obviously costing him. And so he's 60 days now and doing the countdown like, all right, I'm getting ready. So I'm assuming he has so much money in the bank and everything is saved up, you know, to last him at least a year.
6 months to a year of fixed expenses you want to save.
Exactly.
And that's not acquisition money either.
Right. And have your acquisition stuff going.
Yeah.
And gosh, maybe he's got a bunch of terms properties. A lot of people have those payments coming in. And that's the point where they say, all right, I'm now God, I now have $10,000 a month coming in every month. I don't have to think about it. I need three to live on.
Yeah.
So I'm doing just fine.
You want to have a bunch of assets sitting around too, that if you have to liquidate, like real estate, you have to just liquidate it for even cheaper than you paid. Actually, we have a show coming up about that.
Cool.
We have a show like in three shows from now.
Cool. But so that's, what do you want to say about this?
If you're in California, check out Blue Cross. It's totally affordable.
It's true.
And I would stay away from the self-employed. Just call them and say you need insurance.
Just individual.
Individual insurance, not the self-employed. It's all, they play games like that.
Yeah, like small business.
In my opinion, it's just tell insurance companies as little as possible to get them to do what you want.
That's your philosophy about everything.
It is.
Yeah.
It's my philosophy in marriage.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
All arguing starts with talking. That's my theory.
Can you imagine?
So if there's no talking or very little talking, there will never be arguing.
How much don't I know about you?
I don't. See, that's why you're still interested in me.
Oh, gosh.
If there's no mystery or, you know, if I view every single, this is a problem with women. They want to know everything.
Wait.
They want to get in there. I had a girl say this to me a lot of years ago. She said this sentence, if I could just get in there deeper, we could really have a good relationship. And that was it.
Oh.
I was done.
No. You know what? Here's the thing.
I
will shed some light. This is not all women. This is me. I don't want to know all your deeper, dark secrets.
Yeah.
But I do want to know before there's a policeman knocking at the door. That's as much as I want to know. Like, even 5 minutes before, if you could just give me, not that this has happened, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. You've seen all the tax returns.
Thank you.
I do not have a criminal record.
I know you don't.
And that's all we need to talk about.
Thank you.
How about you?
And neither do I.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Let's go have fun today then.
There we go. That's all we need to have a great relationship.
Yeah, get your stuff all straightened out, Jason, and I wish you the best. I hope that you look back and say, man, I should have done that a year ago.
Yeah.
Then you did everything right.
That's a valid thing, though. That's a scary step for a lot of people, though, that making that transition to, what do you mean I got to pay my own health insurance? You know what? It's like everything else. It's taking care of your own vehicles and your home and all that good stuff. You know, you just have to look at it like that. It's not scary. It shouldn't be scary.
I've been quote unquote self-employed since 1997-ish. So, you know, I don't know. That's just it's a way of life for me now.
Right.
And then even back before that, I'm not sure. I was all commissioned, so there was no health insurance with that. In commercial state, real estate in the early 90s. So in the mid 90s, when we were doing all, I worked for a big company, we had health insurance. But
right.
I don't sweat that stuff. I don't know why.
So it's
probably because I have you.
Thank you.
Because you do it.
Thank you. I just, anyway, moving on.
Here's a funny thing, topic about insurance. You know, Jill and I are at the age now where our car insurance is next to nothing, but our health insurance is a lot higher. So it just shifts. It just goes to show you that you can't get away.
Thanks.
You can't get away from it.
Thanks, Steven.
Today's topic, building your real estate team. This is the meat of the show. Like it or not, you're only as good as the people that you have working with you or mentoring you or whatever stage of the career you are. You know, a lot of times I sit around and I think, I hope the staff doesn't listen to this show.
Huh.
For a lot of years, I have been, and don't take this the wrong way, listener, the most experienced, probably the most intelligent person in our office. And so that took a lot of years for me to get used to because that's not a good thing. You know, you need to learn. You need to surround yourself with people that are smarter than you are, who hopefully maybe they don't have as much of an open mind as you. You know, because I worked with some heavy hitter real estate guys for a lot of years, and they didn't see the value in land.
Hmm.
And so look what we've done with it.
Right, that's true.
So I learned a lot from those guys and applied it to a different product niche, like we talked about yesterday, and it worked out great.
Right.
So you have to surround, it's not so much, I don't mean building your real estate team and people who work for you. I mean virtual assistants, anybody who, like an escrow agent. You know, we have a great escrow agent in Arizona right now.
Yeah.
I mean, she is solving problems left and right.
Right.
So that's a good thing, but you have to be, I will tell you, if there's one major mistake that I keep repeating in my career, and I've been doing it since the beginning. I don't get rid of the people that are on my team, whether they're W-2 people or virtual assistants. I don't get rid of them fast enough.
That's true.
And I think we're both like that.
I'm here to tell you. No.
Oh, you're here to tell you about me?
That's true. I'm here to say that's true about you. Sorry. I mean, but I don't think I'm... I don't want to throw you under the bus here.
Throw me.
I don't think I'm as... I don't hang on to them. What's so funny? I don't think I hang on to them or try to hang on to them as long as you do, which is so interesting because... In everything else about your life, everything.
Yeah.
You'll throw it out so quick. I'm like, wait a minute. We can still use that for X. Like,
that's true.
You know, stuff around the house or, you know, sporting equipment, you know.
Not throwing it. We donate it.
But, well, yeah, that's true. But, I mean, you get rid of it kind of thing. You're like, nope, it's out of here. We're not using it. You haven't used it in 6 months. It's out of here. You know, or even 6 days sometimes. It's out of here. Do you really need this egg cooker? You haven't used it in a month. You know what I mean? I'm like, yes, I plan to use that. And I like that silly egg cooker. So
wow, let's disclose everything about our personal life.
No, but I'm just saying it's interesting though that, I mean, and you're so good at it, knowing you're right about it. You know, you live a very neat and uncluttered life.
Yeah.
So what does it say about you and people that you, I think it has, you have a big heart. I think that
I've read too many things on this topic that say turnover is expensive.
Oh.
That's really the root of it. So if you find.
That is true.
I mean, I try to find places for people.
That's
if
true.
They're not working out in this, then put them over here. Then,
maybe they can work
that
there.
Doesn't work, put it over here. So what I've learned is that you can't solve attitude.
It's true.
And you can't solve
Ambition.
You can't. So if somebody's not detail oriented and you put them somewhere else, they're just going to not be detail oriented there.
It's true.
There's a bunch of other, I mean, we can really, well, this is what the show's about.
Yes. Building your team. So let me here's what I think this show means.
How about we
say
the correct way to build a team?
That's what I was thinking. So let's just use Jason. Jason, who is about to quit his day job. Okay. So probably right now, he may have a VA or two or something like that. He probably doesn't have an office or a staff yet. If he's doing it right, he's been real slow and hoarding his money and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So now maybe that's the next thing. Right now, Jason's thinking about himself, his health insurance, his family, paying his bills, you know, keeping his business going, and oh, by the way, growing the business. That's next.
Right.
So what do you got to do when you're growing your business? Of course, you got to build your team. So one of the things I talk to people about when you're at this point in building your team is figuring out the stuff that you hate and the stuff that slows you down. And so as you're building
staff
your team,
that.
What's that?
Staff around what you don't
exactly.
Like. Exactly. Yeah, I agree.
Let's just say you hate the paperwork part, you hate the posting property part, you hate the talking on the phone part. I mean, any one of those. Those would be the first things that you want to staff up with your team. And there's ways that you could cheaply do them. Like maybe it's answering the phones. Fine. Do Pat Live. That's fine. Saves you a lot of time.
Yeah, this is a day and age where you can outsource a lot of stuff.
Isn't that great?
You don't need it like a person.
No. You could have a VA doing all kinds of doing your deeds, doing your paperwork, you know. And that's a great thing. At some point, you're going to need somebody in-house to manage all of that.
Yeah.
And so for me, that's the next phase of building a real estate team. Now you need to kind of replace yourself a little bit so you can go off and even do bigger and better deals, maybe focus more on the mail, look at different counties. I'm just thinking about even the way we grew, you know. I kind of think what's funny, that was kind of my role for a little bit. I think that you, when we started to do our business together, I was part of your team.
Yeah.
Because you had this business first. And I was taking a lot of the pressure off of you and the things that you didn't like to do, whatever. And then it got to the point where then I replaced me, right? And that's kind of a natural progression in building your team.
You know, what you really want to be careful about, you want to ask yourself a lot of questions before you add staff or add resources that cost money. The only reason you should ever do that is because it's going to yield more deals.
Right.
Or it's going to yield more revenue.
Exactly.
You know, the conversation you need to have with you or yourself or your partner is, all right, so I'm going to take on a full-time employee that's smarter or better at the stuff that at this stuff that I don't want to do because I'm going to go back over here then, get to the grassroots of what I'm trying to accomplish and do more deals.
Right.
She or he is going to let me do more deals.
I'm going to feed them.
Free me up. What you don't want to do is take on more expense and not counterbalance it with more revenue and grow.
Exactly.
And so you make sure that absolutely. I see a lot of people do that. I've seen that people, this happens a lot. They take on somebody, it doesn't work out, or they're not mentally set up to do three times more the deals
right.
to grow.
Oh.
They let them go, and they just revert back to it. They revert back to doing five deals a month.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
So being an entrepreneur, everybody thinks it's like, I really need to learn about real estate. It's like, that's only half of it, unfortunately. The other half is stuff we're talking about.
You're right. You are exactly right. So much of what we do, you know, when you think about it, applies to every business, is what you're saying. It's not just having your real estate team and doing what we do. It's every business.
Yeah.
So I love it. But, and I you brought up a great point. Like, you want to, you need to be building your real estate team to make you grow and free you up to do more deals. And, you know, maybe you hate the deeds part of it. Let's just use that as an example. So you're only, because you hate it so much, you can only stomach five a week, let's just say. But you're going to outsource it because now you're like, okay, now that I don't have to do that, I'm going to feed them all to them. I can get them 10 deals a week, and then I can get them 15 deals a week. And it's going to grow your business that way.
More than half of the people I know in the rural vacant land business, not our members, because I really don't know exactly what they do, but I, you know, before we had Land Academy, we had a land company, Landstay, it's called,
right?
STAY. So I would do the auction circuit, and, you know, then we started sending out mail. We eventually stopped going to auctions, but I got to know all these people, and I'm going to say more than half had children, their children, or other family members who maybe were looking for a job.
Yep.
Fill in, and it became their permanent situation.
Exactly.
You know, so, because you can, if Uncle Charlie, who used to be an accountant, has been unemployed for 6 months for whatever reason, you can get him cheap. And he may or may not work out.
That's right.
It may save his life, or it may kill him. Ends up saving his life.
That's awesome. Because he just put down the bottle. He's got a reason.
Why does Uncle Charlie have a bottle?
How are you going to save him? That's my question.
Because everybody needs something to do.
He saved his life. Like, what? Was he about to jump? Like,
no, everybody needs something to do. You can't sit around and do nothing.
I like building your real estate team. Wait. Here's my new show topic. Here's the title. Building your real estate team, a.k.a. saving a family member from a life of whatever.
Debauchery.
Yeah.
Yeah, gambling.
Gambling and alcoholism.
Oh, my gosh, Jill.
That's hilarious.
Everything becomes
poor Uncle Charlie.
Everything becomes some kind of show. Everything becomes awful.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's, what can I say about that? I can't.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we discuss when or when not to partner a deal.
And we answer your questions posted on our free online community found at landinvestors.com.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Uncle Charlie's drunk, huh?
You said you need to, like, you can get him cheap and save him. I'm like, what are you saving him from? What if he's happy at home collecting unemployment right now?
I have an equal number of stories. I have an equal number of tragic stories and beautiful ending right off into the sunset stories about working with family.
Ready.
Well, you're a glaring example of how it's all worked out great.
Thank you very much.
But there's been people in the past. All of our kids have worked for us at one time or the other. And actually, that's all worked out pretty well.
That's worked out well.
But, man, there's some people like, there's a lot of people who can't work with their spouse.
Yeah.
The vast majority. You know, Jill and I have actually considered, like, holding a seminar on how to make it work.
Oh, there's stuff coming on this.
Is there?
Oh, yeah.
See, what don't you tell me? If I could just get inside there, Jill, if I could just get a little deeper inside of your head, I would feel better.
Oh.
I would find my zen and, jeez.
I'm sorry.
I'm so glad you don't know about this.
That's not going to happen.
There's a bunch of businesses I'm working on, too, that you don't know about. that may or may not happen. And if we want to move forward on it, I'll let you know.
I like that. That's the way I think we should roll.
But what's this couples thing? Is it a book or something?
It is a book.
That's cool.
Thank you.
Can I be part of it?
You may certainly be part of it. Oh, you're in it. Oh, it's all about it. Oh, God. It's good.
Yeah.
Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill.
Sorry,
I did it too fast.
Oh, it's all good. Information
and inspiration
to buy
undervalued property. Teleprompter woes.